This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey guys, this is Jace from the Asian Pop Experiment for your weekly dose of Mando, Kanto, J and K-pop. Recently, we got the chance to have a chat to Sydney artist Dian Tai, originally from Malaysia, to ask him a little bit about his performing, what kind of shows he presents, and also to have a chat about his new single, Cool. And don't forget, you can find out more about us by heading to joy.org.au, click on the programs link, and just click on the Asian Pop Experiment, or just subscribe to this podcast feed to keep up to date with all our interviews and all the Asian pop news.
Joycast from GLBTIQ Community Radio Station, Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. It is the Asian Pop Experiment with Jace, Mitch and Kane. And right now in the studio with us, we are delighted to have with us, all the way from Malaysia but via Sydney, it's Dian Tai. Hi, Dian.
Yo, how are you doing?
How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm milking Malaysia for all it's worth. It makes you sound more authentic.
Yeah.
And it does relate more to our show. We only actually got a chance to talk to you for a couple minutes last week because we ran out of time. But
yes, just a couple of minutes. I've got a lot to say.
I know, right. So let's get into it. You did actually make the move from Malaysia to Sydney not long ago. We chatted a little bit about it on the show last week. What was your main motivation for doing so?
Well, I've always been playing music. Started playing the piano when I was 7. So I moved here because I wanted to pursue, pop music. But at the same time, I moved because I had to do uni as well. I did a science degree. So I am a musician with a day job.
most.
Yeah, like a lot of people.
At least at first.
Yeah, so I'm a musician with a day job because I did a science degree. I actually do have an honours degree in biotechnology.
Right. Was it your choice or mum's choice for you to start learning piano?
a bit of both. I've always been very musical. Even when I was like 2 or 3, I would be watching Disney and
right.
Watching Snow White. And
do you have a favorite Disney classic?
I guess it has to be Little Mermaid.
It's out. You heard it here first.
Yes.
So how different is the Sydney scene to the scene back in Malaysia to compare the two?
In terms of the live music scene, I guess it's more alternative. In Malaysia, you have to be a fantastic singer, and usually the big divas, get to the top of the charts. And
sure.
Whereas here in Sydney, I find that it's more diverse, and I love the diversity here in Australia, being able to do, can be indie, it can be rock, it could be punk, it can be hip hop, and I'm a bit of electronic pop, so you can still do what you want and you know, do gigs and perform. And
I thought perhaps maybe Malaysia, it might have been even more choice on offer because you've got the same kind of genres in industry, but then you've got, the Chinese tracks, you've got the Malay versions, and you've got obviously the English part of the industry, no?
Yes, all very different. This Kanto, I guess that's what you call Kanto pop, and
yep.
There's Malay rock ballads. And I don't know, I just think that because I want to, because I grew up watching American shows, and the way I write my songs are all in English. I've written a few Malay songs before, but it's hard to be, a recording artist in Malaysia singing English songs and try to penetrate into the market.
Sure.
I guess if I could, unfortunately, I did not sing in Cantonese or Mandarin, so it's hard to go into the market in Malaysia. That's just what I believe, I guess.
I'm going to jump in there and hope for a controversial answer to this question, but would life be easier as an artist in Malaysia if you were born Malay?
Oh, gee, I... Do I really have to answer that question?
No, we can leave it at that.
Well, you know what? I guess in response to that, I think it would be easier being an artist in Malaysia if I knew how to sing in Chinese.
Sure.
Rather than being able to just sing in Malay, because if I knew how to sing in Chinese or if I could sing in Mandarin, I could always hopefully take my music to China and Hong Kong.
Sure.
Yeah, but I understand the language. I speak the language, but I can't, unfortunately, can't sing. sing in them. I don't know why.
You can work your way around on the monorail if you have to.
Yeah, I guess I could memorize all the words without, you know, learning what they actually mean. And
sure. And it's probably unreasonable to suspect or expect that an artist can perhaps write a song in English and then be able to translate it to, for instance, Mandarin or, again, Malay. It's not really going to work all the time, is it? Because we hear it sometimes in, K-pop, if the particular Korean artist makes an English track or the Japanese version, it doesn't always work.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It always sounds really wrong. even though you have, you know, English songs and translated into Spanish, it's just always very strange to listen to the song in a different language. Yeah.
Do you write your own lyrics and music?
Yes, I do write all of my music. I write my own lyrics, I write my own melodies, and I come up with all the hooks and all, you know, the lyrics and everything. But producing is the one thing that I can't do. So I usually take my tracks to the studio and the producer puts everything together. And
are you dead against having people write lyrics for you?
I'm not against it. It's just that it's more personal if I wrote every single word.
Sure.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
We are delighted to have with us Dian Tai. Given the opportunity, who would you most like to work with?
Yeah, like I was telling you guys last week, if there's one one mainstream artist or band I would love to work with at the moment, that would be LMFAO, because they're so funny and they're so creative. Mm. And yeah, I just love the whole energy.
They're not really holding back. They're quite open-minded and really experimenting with a lot, aren't they?
Yeah, I think that's what it's all about. It's all, especially as a new artist here in Sydney and coming from an immigrant background, coming from because I, you know, literally moved here from Malaysia to Sydney about 5 years ago. Coming from that sort of background, it's very important to be memorable.
Yeah.
So I think you just got to go all the way and just stay true to your brand and who you are.
Well, maybe to be successful like those guys, you might need to change your name to WTH or LOL or...
Or dance on stage in Speedos. And
well, you know, that could get people to a gig as well. Depends on the gig, really. Maybe if you were down at the Peel or something, who knows? I think it's time to get into some music now on the Asian Pop Experiment. So what are you going to give us with your fancy sparkly keyboard right now?
I've decided to do an acoustic version of Lady Gaga's Edge of Glory.
Lady Gaga? That'll never fly on Joy. That'll never work.
Gaga, please forgive me if I mess it up.
I'm sure she'll love it. You are on Joy 94.9 again, Dian Tai with Age of Glory. Joy 94.9.
And you and me should be alone tonight, yeah, baby. Night, yeah, baby. I got a reason that you should take me home tonight. I need a man that thinks it's right when it's so wrong tonight, yeah, baby. Night, yeah, baby. Right on the limb is where we both know we belong tonight. It's hard to feel the rush, to rush a dangerous. I'm gonna run right through to the edge with you, where we could both fall far in love. I'm on the edge of glory, and I'm hanging on a moment with you. I'm on the edge of glory, and I'm hanging on a moment of truth. I'm on the edge, I'm on the edge of glory, and I'm hanging on a moment with you. I'm on the edge with you. Another shot before we kiss the other side tonight, yeah, baby. Night, yeah, baby. I'm on the edge of something final. We collide tonight. Build on the shades, cause I'll be dancing in the flame tonight, yeah, baby. Night, yeah, baby. Right on the limb is where we both know we belong. I screw up the lyrics right here. It's hard to feel the rush, rush to rush a dangerous. I'm gonna run right through to the edge with you, where we can both fall far in love. I'm on the edge of glory, and I'm hanging on a moment of truth. I'm on the edge of glory, 'cause then I'm hanging on a moment with you. I'm on the edge, the edge, the edge, the edge, the edge, the edge, the edge. I'm on the edge of glory, hanging on a moment with you. I'm on the edge with you, with you, with you, with you, with you. I'm on the edge with you, with you, with you, with you, with you. I'm on the edge with Joy Paul, with Joy Paul, Asian pop experiment. I'm on the edge with you. My name is Dian Tai, signing out now. I'm on the edge with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Dian Tai. That was an absolutely awesome cover of Lady Gaga's Age of Glory. You are welcome back at any stage you like. Thank you so much.
Yep, I am so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Good luck
tonight.
Thanks
for listening.
No, oh, look, people are craving more, I can tell. The Twitter's going nuts and the Facebook pages is just exploding with comments. Again, tonight, Order of Melbourne, what time?
8 o'clock, starts at 8.
$5. Yep,
just $5. And I'll take my shirt off, you guys get there at 8.
All right, you know what? Let's give him $10. Thank you so much. And if people want to find out more about you, your website?
It's dyantai.com, dyantai.com.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.